1947. Somewhere beneath a shimmering pile of cobwebs, a gruesome figure stirs and runs its fingers through the matted hair that covers its wrinkled torso from head to foot. As the cold night air rushes into its lungs for the first time in centuries, the still silence is shattered by an eerie wail, more spine-chilling than the howl of any werewolf, the most hideous sound known to man.
Yes, we're in Lou. Hello, good afternoon.
Dave Young on WR.
And here he is.
With the WR Roadshow live from you.
Yes.
Yoo-hoo. We're from Lou. Thank you. Good afternoon. Yeah, good afternoon, Cornwall. We're going to have a great show.
Starting the road show away from Lou in Cornwall. Dave Young with all the characters. I know you're going to enjoy the show.
A bit of a big head, isn't he?
No, I know it's going to be good.
The very voice of insanity itself.
Thank you. We'll tell you a little bit about Lou in a minute.
Thank you.
Well, here we are, right on the seafront. We've got quite a good crowd in front of us. We've got lots of things coming up, some surveys on holidays, some really bad moments from different holidays. We came down on Saturday night on Harry Grizzly's A40. I was on the roof rack, by the way. Let me tell you a little bit about Loo, first of all. East Loo and West Loo are joined by a Victorian bridge built when the 15th century bridge of 13 arches was demolished. West Loo clusters around the quayside, and that's where we are today, Church of St. Nicholas, and has a 17th century inn, the Jolly Sailor. And yes, we were in there last night having a couple of pints. East Loo, on the other hand, has a 16th century Guildhall, now a museum. Loo offers good bathing, yachting, river and sea trips, especially shark fishing, which we're hoping to do a little later on the week. So we came down with all the lads, and we got quite a good crowd in front of us, quite a nice crowd in front of us, and we're going to put Frank Sidebottom singing Madonna. Okay, Frank, you ready there, boy? He's just getting his guitar out on stage, and here we go. Let's hear it for Frank Sidebottom, first of all.
Change the words, very slightly on this one, so it applies to a boy instead of a girl. Oh, some boys like to play football, and I am one of those. I like it best when I score the goals, but not when I hurt me toes.
That for him. Yeah, he's a star down here. Yeah, he's a big star. WR coming live from Loo. A sunny afternoon. Here's Madonna.
Thank you.
Woohoo from Lou. There's Madonna. It's a lovely day down here in Lou. We're just sunning ourselves, hanging around here. Ponce and her own on the beach. We're actually in front of the beach and we can look straight out to sea here and see all the seagulls, the ships going out. Oh, it's a lovely setting. Right, I'm going to tell you about some stories, about some true holiday stories. Finally, the award for the most quick-witted traveller goes to a passenger on board a flight to Sydney, Australia from Heathrow. The pilot accidentally left the intercom to the passenger cabin switched on while the cabin crew chatted. As they approached Australia, the pilot was heard to remark, "What I could do with now is a hot Sheila and an ice-cold beer." A stewardess dashed from the rear of the plane to tell the captain the intercom was on, and she sprinted to the aisle. One passenger made the whole plane rock with laughter. With a wicked grin on his face, he shouted, "Don't forget his ice-cold beer."
Yeah, come on, get your cockles and muscles here.
Here.
Know what I mean? Know what I mean? Get your cockles and muscles here.
Hello, Harry.
Hello, Will. Son, it's Harry Grizzly here. Know what I mean? Making a bit of business down here in Lou. Know what I mean? Saying no more, ask no questions. Actually, did you hear about the shrimp who went to a disco?
The shrimp? No, I didn't.
He pulled a muscle.
God.
Yeah, we're doing a bit of a sideshow down here on the sun.
What are you doing?
Know what I mean? Doing a raving business.
Yeah, what are you doing?
The ugliest man in the world. We got a paper bag over there at the moment.
Can we have a look at him?
The ugliest man in the world we broke down from Worcester. Right?
From Worcester? What? Can we have a look at him then?
Hang on a minute. Stick your head round the corner, son. Keep the paper bag on.
This is Ian Palmer.
Yeah, back inside now, son. Back inside. Get rid of your arm in a minute. He's going to eat a load of worms, sir.
Oh,
ladies and gentlemen, here he is. Eat a bucket full of worms. Get him down, you boy.
That's disgusting.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, here goes the first one, a 6-inch worm to be eaten by Ian.
Oh,
now the bucket full.
Oh, dear.
Go on, Ian, get him down,
this is disgusting, Grizzly.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the finale, obviously, know what I mean?
Yeah, what is it?
The sea slug. Go on, Ian, get it down, you boy.
Oh, no.
That's the way.
God, it's disgusting, Grizzly.
Brilliant finish, shall we?
Oh, dear. Disgusting.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, Ian Palmer, the great slug and snail eater and worm eater extraordinaire. Sanitary Grizzly, sign out. I'll see you later, sunshine, all right? Know what I mean?
Boy, see you first. Okay, we're going to have all a sing-along on the beach to this one. Big summer hit of a couple of years back. Opus, Life is Life. Thank you.
everybody on the beach know. We're going to get them singing along with this one. Harry Grizzly first.
La la la. Know what I mean? Know what I mean? Say no more. Want to buy any pockets and spades on the tip? Know what I mean? Know what I mean?
Okay, Lionel.
Nice.
Nice. How about Peabody? Apparently he's forgotten the words. Life is life. Peabody actually, why he didn't join in there was because he's out in a boat at the moment. And we'll be talking to him in a minute about some of the local news and all that. I've got a survey in front of me. A survey here. All about what you take on the beach and what you lie on the beach gives your personality away. We've got Lionel Lupin with us. Hello, Lionel. You look very nice in those pink trunks.
Thank you.
What do you take on the beach to lie on?
The postman.
Do you take a lilo, a hand towel, a bath towel, a straw mat, a beach blanket, or nothing?
Well, I take a big pink towel.
Is it a bath towel or a hand towel?
It's a big bath towel.
You says here, you take life as it comes with an easy come, easy go attitude to
money
and possessions. Do you know anybody who takes Lilos on the beach?
Lilo? I don't know anyone called Lionel.
Lilo, I said. The sign of a practical, well-prepared and fairly serious type. And if you take a hand towel, you don't plan ahead and have a restless nature. You'll probably spend more time walking about than sunbathing. And if you take a straw mat on the beach, you like things to be well ordered and keep yourself to yourself. You probably won't allow anyone else to eat, to use your mat even. You might not like to eat it as well. Beach blanket shows an outgoing, fun-loving type who likes to have lots of people around. And nothing if you take absolutely nothing on the beach. What are you? You're a loner that doesn't like living in a set pattern. Okay, we can go over to Peabody Woodley, who's out in the boat at the moment, somewhere in Loo.
This is me, Peabody Woodley, with the news reporting on the coast of Cornwall. Harry Laycock, the world-famous emulator of Professor Higgins, taught himself to talk to domestic animals. Now he says he's giving it up. All they ever do is go on about their operation. And we'll be introducing a talking dog who's gained something of a reputation as a sheep warrior. He runs after them and shouts, "Mint sauce! Mint sauce!" But first, here is the news. At the indoor horticultural show today, first place in the all-comers posy class was taken by Mr. T.A. Rose. Two bunches of pansies. Second place was taken by two pansies with a bunch of roses. To make news, mental cruelty was held as proved in the defendant divorce case of Todwick versus Todwick today. Mr. Todwick admitted his wife's accusation that he constantly brought up the poor cooking during conversation. And finally, Home Office researchers have at last determined what Scotsmen do with old razor blades. They shave with them. Later on, we'll be continuing the special on Lou. And as you've guessed, we're reaching the shore now. It's time to hand you back to the studios on Radio Free.
The Youngie in Lou, Yoo-hoo from Lou, live from Lou in Cornwall. It's the Dave Young Show on a Sunday afternoon. I'm going to take a break and then we're going to take a little stroll along the beach.
104 WR. Are you a regular listener to WR?
Yes,
well, you're not the only one. Take advantage of our extensive range and broadcast your business, product or service to hundreds of others in North Worcester. For more information, write to WR, 6 Morton Avenue, Vernal Heath, Worcester. So boost your sales and contact WR today.
Now, every Sunday between 3 and 4, find out where your favourite hit is in...
The Volta Top 20 Show.
Every Sunday between 3 and 4 with Steve Tyrone.
The Volta Top 20 Show.
The Revolver Top 20 Show, every Sunday between 3 and 4, sponsored by Revolver Records, the High Street, Worcester.
The Volta Top 20 Show.
Oh, it's nice along the beach here. Who's that over there? He seems very familiar. Let's have a...
Hello.
Oh, no.
This is me.
Lupin.
From Lou. Well, here I am on the seafront, just under the pier.
Oh.
And we're taking out the motorboat. We got trouble starting it.
Dear, oh dear.
Yes.
You can't get going, can you?
Well, we're having a lovely time here at the...
Yeah?
I've been on the beach and in the sea.
Have you? Had a nice time then?
I've been saved by the lifeguard 7 times. But he keeps dragging me out. So I keep going in.
Oh dear, oh dear.
Oh, this is wobbly. Hold tight. We're going to go fishing later.
Fishing? That's nice for you.
I'll also be making sandcastles.
Got an exciting day ahead then, Lionel.
There's a nice man selling tornadoes. He looks like Stephen. Tell Tony St. John,
yeah.
I've got him a Kiss Me Quick ad.
Oh yeah?
We scribbled out quick and put it slow. Can't give a man too much excitement at that age.
Oh dear.
Well, just over there, can you hear it?
Yeah, I can hear it. What's that?
There's a big thing. What do they call it?
Oh, I shouldn't think.
Bobber craft.
Thank God you said that.
Well, there's one of those.
Yeah.
And it just looks like it's coming this way.
Yeah.
Aren't I lucky?
Easy, easy, don't get so excited. Calm down.
Anyway, we decided to call this...
What you called it?
That's what we're trying to call it.
Go on, tell me what you called the boat.
Lupin.
Yeah.
At Lou.
Oh,
Lupin at Lou.
Very original.
Yeah. Anyway, I'd just like to say to Dave Young,
yeah,
a special message.
What's that then? Tell me.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Well, I'd just like to say I think he's... Don't you agree? Well, this is me, Lionel Lupin.
Yeah.
And I'll see you next week. Back in the studio.
Bye bye then, Lionel.
I've been all over town. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
I'm going to bring you all back a stick of rock and Stephen a dummy.
No matter what you say,